Man, do we have a full studio today. We are GFBS, we're Grand Forks Best Source, and we are going to be talking lacrosse, specifically the Grand Cities Lacrosse Association. And we have got a studio full today, and we're going to be going through and meeting these guys and talking about the Grand Cities Lacrosse Association. Your show today, by the way, is brought to you by Executive Properties.
Do you feel like you aren't making progress on your home projects? It may be time for you to ask for help. You should call your friends at Executive Properties and Construction. Our team offers over 30 years of experience, so you know your project will be in great hands with us. From outdoor projects such as decks, siding, and concrete work, to indoor projects like bathroom remodels, kitchens, flooring, and more, we can do it all. Call or email us today to get a head start on your spring projects for 2022.
And for all your general contractor needs, call Executive Properties at 701-330-1273, or you can check out their website at executiveproperties.org. Any questions or comments for anybody in here? And we're going to introduce them here in a couple of minutes with the Grand Cities Lacrosse Association. Our phone number is 701-213-0863. If you want to call or text, any questions, go ahead and do that, all right? Well, before we get too much further into the show, it is time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me, and I actually have two of them because one of them might not be very good. Maybe they're both not very good. I usually leave this up to Paul, the producer, to let me know if it's any good, but you guys can fill in too. Here we go. Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Now, if you're locked in a car with nothing but a lacrosse stick, how do you get out? If you're locked in a car with nothing but a lacrosse stick, how do you get out? Well, unlock the door. All right, that one probably sucked. Okay, we'll try one more. One more. This one's probably worse. Which lacrosse player has the biggest cleats? Which lacrosse player has the biggest cleats? That'd be the one with the biggest feet. Yeah, those were horrible. So I'm going to have to talk to the neighbor. I'm going to start with my left. First off, we have got varsity captain Colton Dahl. How are you, man?
I'm doing good pretty right now.
Yeah, doing good pretty right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look pretty. Skipping school today?
No, I got to go back after this.
Well, we'll make it quick. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I started playing lacrosse six, 7 years ago now. Last season, it's going good so far, so it's been a lot of fun. It's a great program we have here, and I just don't know what I'd do without it right now.
Yeah, and you go to Central.
Mm-hmm.
What grade are you in?
I'm a senior.
So you're about done.
Yep.
You're getting close. Plans for after graduation?
Probably go to 10 UND in the fall.
Mm-hmm. I see you got a little divot there on the eye.
Yeah.
Is that from lacrosse?
No, that's from gym class.
Oh, that's from gym class.
Yeah.
Okay. Any more divots? No, you look like you're pretty healed up. You got another one.
That one was from lacrosse.
Yeah. Good, because if I'm going to get a lacrosse captain in here, I better see some marks on the face. That's all I can say. Directly across from me, Bobby Eglund, how are you? You're kind of a regular on the show now.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm coming back to do this again, and season's been going well and enjoying the time with the kids.
Yep. Also behind you, we have got, Jamie Brandt, and he is the president. How are you doing?
Doing great.
He's kind of hanging back in the background there. And over to my right, we have got girls coach Tanner Johnson. What do you think about the studio, man?
It's hot in here.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Might have to turn the AC on. You know, we don't even run the heat in here, but you throw all these lights on, and plus you had another shirt on over that. But I've known you for a long time. I had no idea that you were involved with lacrosse. How did you get started in this?
Last year, my oldest daughter, Maris, was playing with the 8U, and me and my wife decided to bring him back last year, or again this year, and I just got a message from a few people asking, would you be interested in doing the coaching the varsity girls? And I was like, yeah, it'd be a great thing just because I want my daughter to keep playing the sport and keep going. And then when they offered it to me, I was like, yeah, you know, and it just took a long time because the difference between boys, which I was coaching last year with the young kids and all mm-hmm. that stuff, and girls is like a night and day difference. And my head this past weekend after a tournament was ready to explode from all the information I was told and had to learn and all this and that. But it kind of woke us all the whole team up because we hadn't practiced outside yet because of the weather. We had just been inside and practicing out in the, when we're playing the games in the grass, every single one of them looking at me like, oh my goodness, this is, I'm like, yep, it's going to be night and day difference
here. Oh, yeah. Now, you're a sports guy. I know you even with the replaced hips and all, you're still slugging away on softball nights and stuff. But did you know a lot about lacrosse before you got involved with this?
Nothing. I knew nothing about it last year when my daughter started and just kind of sat on the sidelines and watched last year and learned from the coaches that coach her at 8U. And like my biggest thing for coming back was last year at the end of the year, we had our big grill out or, a family gathering at the end of the year. And my daughter, who was at the time 7 years old, wanted to bring her stick with. And I was like, that's fine, and so we're down at Riverside Park, and all the other kids that were her age group were over playing on the park, and the high school boys were all setting up the big net to shoot around with, and she was 7 years old, like I said, and she's over there picking up the ball and throwing, and realized it was all boys there, and every single one of the boys in high school and this and that, they were over there coaching her, trying to like, hey, why don't you try this way, shooting and passing and this and that, and I just sat there and watched going, holy, if these high school boys are treating my daughter that way, I'm like, we're going to stay with this program forever. Because it was like, you don't see that every day with the boys, especially with a little girl. Like,
right.
But they were all just helping her, instructing her and everything. And I was like, yeah, I want to stay with this program big time.
I've interviewed a lot of coaches over the years, and those are the kind of things you like to hear. We've always said, we had Grant Peronica on the show, I think, last week, and coaching and sports isn't all about the sport. It's about making these people into young adults as they grow and things like that. But that's pretty cool when you hear stuff like that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's a source of pride for me that we can do that for other people.
How did you get involved with this whole lacrosse thing? I mean, let's face it, lacrosse wasn't a huge deal around this part of the country. I've been watching it on TV for years. I wished I could have played it. I was a football, hockey player and all that. And to me, I guess, and I'll probably, you can tell me this, but I would think it's like the perfect cross between, football and hockey. I don't know. Some people I know have said, you throw a little soccer in there too. I don't know about that. But how did you get involved with lacrosse?
Well, a few years ago, 7, 8 now, I believe, that some of my hockey families asked me to help out. They were short on coaches and needed some help with the club.
Mm-hmm.
And I came in as an assistant coach.
And you knew what about lacrosse?
Zero. Still don't.
Do your players tell you that?
No. No, I don't think so.
Okay. I'm going to go over here to varsity captain Colton Dahl. Did you play other sports growing up?
Yeah, I played hockey, football. And then, back in the day, basketball, soccer.
Mm-hmm. When you were little, you play every sport you can get in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and what made you go to lacrosse?
Well, I had cousins who lived in the cities, and they played it. And then when we found out I was, over here, me and my two brothers also decided, hey, that would be cool to try out. And we started with, I don't know if it was, U13 or, even if there was a season that year, and it was probably the most fun I ever had playing sports, and I just kept doing it.
Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody, and I'm going to put the pressure on you here. If somebody, everybody knows lacrosse. Mm-hmm. Some people might think back in the native days, how many hundreds of years ago. Some people might think about watching Duke play North Carolina or whatever you see on ESPN. But if you are going to explain how lacrosse as a sport works to some dummy, say me, we'll say Paul, about how the sport works. Explain how lacrosse works.
So mainly you break it down into there's four different positions, but mainly three. So you got your they're called attackmen that are mainly in the offensive zone. And then your middies that can travel between your offensive and defensive zone. And then your defense, who mainly stay in your defensive zone. And then the midline is what they are not supposed to pass unless you got someone to stay back for them or whatnot. And then you just have your goalie as well.
Okay, now how come some guys have longer lacrosse sticks? So are those defensemen, or how does that work?
Yeah, those are defensemen, and then also called, LS, like long stick middies that can go out as well, and then they're mainly used for like off a face off. Say there's, we'll line one up, and then say it goes into offensive zone, they'll hop off to get another short stick in there. But like say they go into the defensive zone, you'll want to stay on and have another long stick because they're more, say like, beneficial on defense.
I was watching Notre Dame and somebody else play the other day, and I saw one guy with a long stick go all the way up the field, but some guys don't. Can anybody with a long stick, can they go all the way?
Yep, they can go all the way, but then they'll need a midfielder to stay back for them.
Okay.
On, so you got to always have...
So there always has to be somebody in that zone. Okay. I'm learning a lot here. Now, when it comes to age groups with Grand Cities Lacrosse Association, I mean, you can't, you know, ball them all together like Tanner was saying. You know, his 7-year-old daughter was out there, you know, messing around with some of these high school kids. But what are the age groups?
Well, we have 8 and under, 10 and under, 12 and under, 14 and under. We have a JV and a varsity for the boys. And now for the girls, this is our first year, we have a varsity and 14U level that are put together and a 12U level for the girls. So, I mean, we're pretty happy to have finally a girls program offered for the girls to play.
Now, with this season, has it been tough? Fine. I mean, you know, you mentioned you didn't get to practice outside. I mean, it's tough for all sports right now, but how do you guys deal with that?
We've been all over. We've been in a couple of different hockey rinks. We started off at the Blue Line Arena in Grand Forks, ended up at the Blue Line Arena in East Grand Forks. We've had some of our little kids over at South Point Elementary. We have been on an outside field for a while, too, for the varsity, because our field was underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had, everybody's been outside, everybody's been inside, everybody's been all over the place. It's hard to keep track of where everybody's at all the time.
All right. I asked you guys this earlier. I did a little digging. I wanted to find out if you guys knew, because you said MIDI earlier, and I was looking up slang and terminology for lacrosse, but I asked you guys, and none of you knew this, which got me, lax rat. Lax, L-A-X, rat, one whose life is consumed by lacrosse. There's a lot of people out there like that, isn't there?
Yes, there is.
Oh, boy. I tell you what, we're going to take just a short little break here. We are back. Bobby's in here. We've got Tanner, Jamie. We've got Colton, all involved with the Grand Cities Lacrosse Association, the Predators, by the way. And right now, I want to talk a little bit about Moe's Cafe in the Grand Cities Mall. Love this place. Sit down, take out diner. Their breakfast is incredible. They serve lunch daily and weekends. They also have gluten-free choices. If you're in the military, they'll give you 15% off. And check out Moe's Daily Dish. We do it Tuesday through Friday. In fact, the Daily Dish today is shrimp and grits. And it sounds delicious. I love Andouille sausage, and that's in there too. They're open Tuesday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Weekends from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're right here in the Grand Cities Mall, Suite 31. Check it out. Bring a friend. You will love it. They got a new menu too. And catch us again tomorrow morning at 9, and we will give you tomorrow's Moe's Daily Dish. All right, back with Grand Cities Lacrosse Association. We've got them all here, Tanner, Jamie, Colton, Bobby, all of them. Now, you guys have got a big, it costs money to do any sport. We all know that. You got to raise money somehow, try to keep the cost down. But you guys have got, I know you got some raffle tickets going out there, and it sounds like there might be a few left.
Yeah, there's a few left.
Okay, and what do they cost? What can you win?
Jamie?
Come on up, Jamie.
The tickets themselves are $10 a piece, and it's kind of like I think we're doing a month of money.
Oh, sure. Yep.
And so if you guys have ever heard of the month of money before, it's basically, you know, every single day there's a different drawing for a different cash. And so,
okay.
In here in June, we'll be doing a month of money.
Perfect. All right. And if somebody wants tickets, how would they get those?
The best time to get them right now is actually come down to the event this weekend and try to buy them down there. Our host weekend is this weekend where we have all of the MPLL coming and we'll be having people down there trying to sell them and get rid of our last couple books. There isn't much, so if you want to get involved with that, you need to get down there quick and snap them up.
All right. Now, when we talk about the event this weekend, what is all that? What's going on?
So we are part of the NPLL, Northern Plains Lacrosse League, and it consists of teams from the upper Midwest here. So it'd be ourselves, Fargo, Watertown, Sioux Falls, Rapid City, Aberdeen, South Dakota, and Bismarck. And they all have similar team breakdowns as we do. Some don't have all the teams that we do, but a good number of them do. And we do Jamboree weekends. So
okay.
we don't do individual drives to these towns. We have, you know, 5 to 6 Jamboree weekends a year. This year we actually lost Fargo because of the weather. But we get together with all the teams. That way, if you have, you know, siblings and such in different age groups, mm-hmm. everyone can go to the same spot. We're not splitting up mom and dad to go to all over the country.
Sure.
And then with that, we have all the age groups playing. This year, we are based out of South Middle School area. We are the Procure, you know, the Park Board was gracious enough to give us part of the soccer bowl out there to get our youth out there. South Middle School got us some ground so that we could add some fields over there because the space that we have is pretty tight. We just can kind of fit our activities on there right now. And, you know, that's one thing we're going to have to think about here in the future as we continue to grow. Last year, year over year, we've grown about 26% in the last year. So that's pretty significant. And we actually anticipate that growing, especially with the advent of the girls lacrosse portion of our association. So we're really excited about what's next for us. You know, the sky's the limit as far as I'm concerned. It's one of those things where once you get it in your blood, mm-hmm. it's really tough to get rid of.
Yeah.
We don't lose a ton of kids once they get the stick in their hand.
So mm-hmm.
We only see it continuing to grow.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, this weekend, you got a spaghetti feed. Is that this weekend? Tell us about that.
Yeah, we're having a club benefit at the East Grand Forks Eagles Club, and we're having a spaghetti feed, and we're looking for donations. The spaghetti feed is free, but we're looking for goodwill donations for that.
And that is when?
Tomorrow night, Thursday, from 5:30 to 8.
5:30 to 8. Might be going to have some spaghetti tomorrow. That sounds like a good deal. Now, when it comes to girls lacrosse, are there a lot of teams in the area that you can go play? I mean, I know it's kind of a growing thing.
As right now, I know we have a Bismarck does, Moorhead, and we go down there today to play the Moorhead 14U, the girls do. And then would we play Watertown,
Aberdeen, Sioux Falls, and Black Hills.
Okay.
Now, you have been a player in sports your whole life. With a big difference stepping into a coaching deal?
Yeah, it is, especially with the girls, because the girls lacrosse is like a night and day difference from the boys mm-hmm. of every aspect of it. With the smaller lacrosse, like the net on the stick is a lot shallower. And
oh, sure.
The girls, before every game, have to get their sticks checked and all that. And on Sunday, I know a few of the girls, they were getting mad because they weren't cradling the ball very well. And I know they loosened their nets up a little bit because on Sunday I had to fix like 3 nets because they were too deep.
So they actually measure. Now, when you're talking about nets, that's the part of the stick. And, I didn't know those things were adjustable like that. Yep. Oh, wow. Now, when I watch lacrosse, I've always thought hockey players were tough. But then you look at lacrosse, they wear way less gear. But the slashing. And I actually was looking at some pictures on social media today, and actually one of them was of a girl college player, and her whole arm, I mean, is just, both arms were just black and blue. You get slashed a lot when you're playing?
I probably don't as much as other people because I'm like defense, so mm-hmm. I kind of hit people more than I get hit, which is good. But yeah, I still have a couple bruises all over the arms. But
now, is there such thing as a slashing penalty in lacrosse?
Yeah, so it used to be not too bad, where you could get them pretty good.
A little stick work, yeah.
You could get them pretty good and get away with it, but now they're kind of cracking down on it, like help the safety part of it. Because
sure.
Yeah, it does hurt a lot when you get hit pretty good.
Oh, it looks like it.
Yeah.
I mean, would you consider yourself, when I played hockey, I've said this a million times, I was a dirty player. I used my stick all the time. Are you like that?
This year I'm probably a lot better. I know last year I was in the penalty box quite a bit, but no, this year I think I only have like 2 or 3 penalties so far. So
okay, so is it like hockey? If you get thrown in the penalty box, are you a man down?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So there's like 30-minute technicals, and there's like minute penalties, and then there also is a thing called like a non-releasable penalty, is like where you can keep scoring and they don't get released until their full time's over.
So that's a bad one then, probably. So have you ever had a game misconduct or one of those penalties?
I don't think I have.
Just 1 minute?
Yep.
Yeah? Well, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
That player graduated.
Oh. So you have had a few of those guys.
A couple.
Well, do you, as a coach, because again, I'm tending to go towards hockey here because I know more about that. But do you like to have those guys on your team? Because sometimes they'll light the fireworks. They'll bring the team up. You know what? You might have to sit. You might be a man down. But sometimes that's what it takes. It's part of the game. Is lacrosse the same way?
Well, if it's done in the right way, yes. Mm-hmm. It's good to have a physical presence in front of your net. But we don't go out looking for that.
No.
But if need be, we're there to protect each other, too.
Uh-huh. You know, when you're running around with a stick in your hands, it's really easy to get mad. And it's really easy for players to do something that instantly regret. And that's too bad whenever you see that in any sport. But now, where do you play your home games?
Behind South Middle School, we have practice fields out there and game field. We do most of them there.
Now, when it came to the time where you guys were coming up with this Grand Cities Lacrosse Association, and I don't know if you approached the park board or what, but the fields are different. The markings, the paint, everything's different. What kind of reception did you get when this all first started coming down, where they're like, yes, it's about time somebody decided that we need lacrosse?
No, it was a slow growth period. I believe the first team 10 years ago, I was a couple years before I started, but they only got a couple kids to come out and play. And I know they moved around quite a bit. They started off, what is it, by Elks? Is it Lions Park? They started out there. And we've been all the way over to where the new Shields baseball fields are. And mm-hmm. And now we finally found a home, but we're outgrowing that already, too.
You know,
South Middle School.
Did you find out that, this lacrosse, they're at the bottom of the barrel here. They're just starting. We'll just put them here, and they're going to like it or they're going to leave it. Is the town, the park board, the area, are they coming around now to lacrosse? Because I read more and more about Grand Cities Lacrosse all the time.
I think so. I think there's people seeing what we're doing and seeing that there's a need for this, and we're going to need to grow a little bit. I think we're going to have to start working with soccer to actually grow, because we go to the other towns and the soccer complexes where we play are amazing, and you know, we would actually love to be able to play more of a football field, and we're struggling to get out there as well.
Sure.
Because we have to take a backseat to all the high school sports.
Mm-hmm. Now, turf is everywhere now. Is lacrosse, would you prefer to play on turf or grass?
Well,
this time of the year, I'm guessing you're going to say turf.
I would refer that to Colton because he's the one who's played on it.
Well, it's a very tricky question because, like, sometimes you can play on grass that's, like, nice and easy.
Yeah, but it's 75 degrees out and sunny and not everything underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got like turf, or like, say you get there into the hot summers and the turf gets really hot because of the like the black pellets of it all, and your feet get really warm and all wet. And but like, it's the best part about turf is it's consistent. There's no bumps, or so like, say you want to shoot like a bounce shot or something, you know exactly where it's going to bounce every single time. Instead of grass, you'll hit a divot or something and it'll go all over the place.
Sure. You know, one way to tell how lacrosse is just taking off in the U.S. is every morning I watch SportsCenter. And you always watch the top plays of the day, and it seems like every day there's a lacrosse shot in there. Makes the top 10 plays every day. But you good at doing those, like, behind the back, between the legs? Because these guys, I have to watch the replay because, hey, shoot, he scores. I'm like, I didn't even see that. What the heck? You know, you ever do any of those?
I mean,
be honest.
I do a little extra sometimes, but as being a deep hole, like, I don't really get to go out there and go crazy with it completely.
So if you score a goal, what is the celebration like? Is it like, because I've seen hockey players do everything, throw the glove up, pretend they're shooting it, you know, sweep the ice, or jump up in the glass, and... Do you got like a little dance or a little celly that you do?
Not really. Like, I feel like when they're closer games, it's a more special to score.
Oh, sure.
But some of our games can kind of get out of hand, and it's just kind of get back in line and just keep your head in the game.
Yeah, he answers like a true athlete does. That's amazing. Now, you guys are growing all the time. You got clothing coming out that will be available to the public. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, we have a clothing store. You can find it on our Facebook page, and we'll have shirts and other swag for that and hats.
So how many games do you end up playing a year, usually? I suppose it varies with the teams, but say your varsity team, what do you try to get into a season?
I think we're getting about 20 now.
Oh,
if
okay.
not, we're getting, well, in the fall, we'll add a couple more in the fall, so maybe it's closer to 25. We're cramming into about 2.5-3 months.
Mm-hmm. Do you think this will ever make it to the school level in North Dakota and around this area where it's a sanctioned sport?
Oh, I'm sure it will. With the growth of the sport out east, I'm sure it will follow. Minnesota's big now.
I know, yeah.
And so it'll follow.
And I don't know what it costs to have a lacrosse team. I mean, every sport is different. You know, your football and your hockey are going to be more because there's more equipment. Track, obviously, or golf is going to be the cheaper. But how expensive is it to field a lacrosse team? And again, I'm going to keep going to the varsity level just because that's the top. But it's got to be pretty spendy. And now, I mean, I know why you got to do the fundraisers.
Well, yeah, that's probably a better question. And Jamie has the financials.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of travel involved. So for family expenses, when you're traveling to places like Sioux Falls, Rapid City, like we did this year, which was the first time we went, and Aberdeen and Bismarck, obviously you have hotel expense. And this year with the gas prices and such, it's all, everything is a little bit more expensive. But we charge about, what, 300 plus per kid to be a part of the team. That takes care of our league expenses, field expenses. But like this year, there's a lot of unbudgeted items when it comes to having to rent facilities like the Blue Lines and,
sure.
and additional field space. So it definitely this year has been a little bit more difficult. So the fundraisers that we're doing, like the Spaghetti Feed, like the ticket sales and such, are going to help us make sure that we stay in the black, if you will. But we have a great team, a great board. These people work incredibly hard for these kids, and they do a fantastic job of putting our brains together and coming up with ways to make money for us. So on an average weekend, it probably costs us $1,200 to $1,500 in dues for our for each weekend from the association. So, but we try to keep it as cheap as possible for everyone,
sure.
And that way we can. Keep as many kids involved as we can, as well as, working with the park board for scholarships for people who can't, if they're unable to pay, we can work with them and because we just want to continue to grow the sport.
Yeah, and you want to see these kids going out and having fun. Obviously, there's parents that maybe can't afford these things, but, more and more of the youth programs are coming up with this scholarship stuff, and what a great deal. And again, that's why you got to raise money.
Well, 100%, and we want people to take advantage of these. That's why they're there, as we continue to grow, we're going to continue to push on these, like Bobby said, the sky's the limit with regards to our potential growth within the state and local levels. A big thing for us was getting girls going. That's a huge thing, in the future. We're going to try to do whatever we can from Grand Forks to help develop it within the state. But also next door across the river, if necessary, and so on, so we can continue to expand and create more opportunities for kids like Colton. We'd love it to be a sanctioned sport in high school someday. That'd be, ideal. But that's kind of our goal as a board right now, is to someday try to get it there. Mm-hmm. It might be too late for some of our kids, but for the ones that are just coming up now, there's time to get them rolling, so.
When parents have kids growing up, cost is huge in sports. I have got so many friends that say, well, my kid's not going to play hockey. Well, why not? It costs too dang much money. Well, it really doesn't that much when you're that young of a kid. But I want to ask you this, Tanner, because your daughter just getting involved with it. As a parent, what kind of, what did it cost you to get started? Because I don't know if you guys can just walk into Shields and buy lacrosse gear, or walk into Jarrell's or whatever and buy lacrosse gear. I don't know if it's available, but what would be the startup cost? Because to try to get more parents to get their kids involved, was it that big of a deal?
Kind of, sort of. We bought when we looked at Shields here and Drells and couldn't find anything. When me and my wife had gotten down to Sioux Falls and played in a softball tournament about a month or two ago, we stopped at the Shields down there, and we bought, for both my son and daughter, we bought two helmets. We bought the new chest protectors, got them elbow pads, and I had bought them gloves many years ago from the Shields here for a discounted price, so they already had the gloves. And we had gotten sticks. My dad had got sticks that played again, so we had the sticks already. And then my daughter got a free one last year from doing the tri lacrosse.
Oh.
She got a free, you know, so that was, it helped. But I think it costed us, was it maybe $500 for the everything together?
That's not so bad, I guess.
No, and that was for two kids. That was two helmets, two shoulder pads, two elbow pads. So it wasn't, you know, it wasn't outrageous. I mean, yeah, it sounds like a lot of money, but, you know, they're probably going to wear those for two, maybe 3 years, you know, unless they...
all of a sudden get a growth spurt, you know, and that's what I said. Usually to start, it's not too bad because they're not that hard on the equipment at that age. But, you know, and again, I keep going back to hockey, and I'm sorry, but I can relate to this. Sticks right now. I mean, when I was playing, you know, I used to, my mom used to balk to buy a $25 hockey stick for me. Well, now add a couple of zeros. I mean, hockey sticks and things are ridiculous. Do they break as many lacrosse sticks, and are they... they're not $300 a stick, or are they?
Ask those. I don't know. I haven't had to do that part.
How many sticks you break?
I haven't really broken many in my time, like compared to hockey. Like I was breaking six, seven a season. But no, they do get pricey. Like you get a head, like a, so you got your head and then your shaft, and you usually buy them separate. And it's about, I don't even know, mine was $350 in total. So if you like break your head or your shaft, or, I know a couple of my buddies have broken more sticks than I have. I've been pretty lucky not breaking many.
Yes, you have to deal with your folks if you break one?
Yeah. Warranty's usually good, but...
Oh, okay. Okay, they actually warranty them, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, I never knew that. Okay, so Spaghetti Feed, tomorrow night, 5:30 to 8, East Grand Forks Eagles Club. Eagles Club and Eastside, always generous with fundraisers and things like that. Anybody else you want to give a shout out to or give a, you know, let them know that this is going on tomorrow?
Well, you know, I guess all of town. We want to see everybody out there. We want to get as many people as we can to come out and enjoy this. I just want to thank the board for helping us to get this going, and all the parents of this group are outstanding. We ask for help, and we get more than what we need to help things set up. So, I mean, we are we're more of a family than just a club, because everybody is together with this and doing it together.
Now, big weekend this weekend. Again, tell us about that. Tell the listeners what's going on with this, the NPLL Jamboree weekend?
Yes, that's our league weekend. This is our home weekend. And so teams from Bismarck and Rapid City and Sioux Falls and Fargo will be coming up to play in Watertown for all of our ages. You know, we're going to even have our 8Us and 10Us playing in games. The 12Us and the 12U girls will be playing games. All of the boys' programs will be playing all weekend. So,
you know, when you get down to the 8U and things like that, do they break the field down, or do they still play on a full-size field?
No, the 12Us and below all play on a half field.
Okay, okay. So can you play two games at a time on one field if you've got, like, a jamboree issue like this?
We could. We have special fields made for them.
Okay.
So we have our main fields for the full-size fields, and then all the rest play on half fields for the youth.
Okay. Now, if somebody is watching the show and they want to get their child or their youngster involved with the Grand Cities Lacrosse Association, how do they do that? What's their first steps?
Well, they can go onto Facebook. They can go onto GrandCitiesLacrosse.org. They can come out to the field this weekend and come and talk to us. There's more than enough people to help you get started with that. Come visit us at the Eagles. We'll get you started.
You know, and like Tanner was saying earlier, you know, you go watch one time, get the kid involved one time, and you're probably both going to be hooked. Well, both parents and the kids. But what a great time. And what time does this start this weekend if somebody wants to come and check it out?
Our first games, I believe, are at 9 a.m. And I think our last games are at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Okay. How long does the season go from when to when?
We try to start our practices 1st of April, and by mid-June we're done with our NPLL season. And we will continue on with some summer practices and try to get some summer games in. And we probably will finish it up in October, going back to probably play the pumpkin with some of our teams.
What do you mean the pumpkin?
It's a tournament down in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay, the pumpkin. Is that, well, no, nothing. No, I was going to say that quote, that name I had there. But you guys are doing a fantastic job. And I can tell, talking to you all, you being new to it, especially how passionate it is. But do you feel like, because I did this with my kid, I kind of relived my youth through my son. Do you, Tanner, kind of feel the same way watching your kids?
Oh, yeah, big time.
It, there's a sense of pride in there, isn't there?
Yep.
And do you ever tell people he learned that from me?
No.
No.
My kids are way smarter than me, so they probably know themselves.
Same with me. It's like, no, I played, but not as good as my kid did. Yep. Yeah. You guys, thank you so much for coming in. Again, that Spaghetti Feed is tomorrow night, 5:30 to 8 o'clock, East Grand Forks Eagles Club. Go check it out. Help Grand Cities Lacrosse Association. Did I miss anything? Did I forget anything?
No, thank you for having us, and thank you for helping get us the word out.
And I think I might have to go check this out. I know I said that last year to you, too, but things come up. But, gosh, I'm going to have another kid.
No racing this weekend, so.
Yeah, I don't think there will be any racing this weekend.
We play in the rain.
All right. Thanks to Northwest Tire for bringing you this show today. Northwest Tire in Grand Forks, they are looking to hire a tire technician. Now, if you're not afraid to show up for work on time and work while you're there, like you're supposed to do, this job might be perfect for you. No prior work experience is necessary. Northwest Tire, you know what? They're going to train the right people. Get great benefits, PTO, health insurance, 401k, and more. Pay will depend on experience, but stop in if you want to find out more to Northwest Tire on Gateway Drive, or you can call Chad at 701-780-8473 or apply online at nwtire.com. Well, Dirty Thursday brought to you by the River City Speedway. Tomorrow with the Bullring Boys and Hall of Famer Tom Corcoran joins us, along with Bobby Dusso from Dusso Photography. We can't wait. It's going to be a great show. Big Screens and TV Streams is on at 2 today. Enjoy the show, and remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You're never going to miss a show. And become a patron on Podbean. You might win yourself some pretty cool GFBS swag, all right? Hey, we all know Grand Forks is a pretty awesome place. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.